This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. It's Sunday, December 2nd, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Katie Hendrickson, the host of tonight's edition and every Sunday night's edition of Sunday Symphony. Good holiday?
Yes. Relaxing. Chilled out, which is always a good thing.
Everyone I talked to this year had that same response.
I didn't, though.
Oh.
Yours
no, you
was
had
not
two.
Relaxing.
No.
That's right. You had two in one day.
Yes.
That's if that's funny. The worst thing
but
that
I'm
happens
glad
to
everybody
you,
else did.
But you ate a lot of good food that way? Extra pie?
Lots of food.
So do you then extend this chilled feeling to tonight's Sunday Symphony? Do we have very mellow symphonies?
No, they're not very mellow.
Good.
Let's see. Well, first off, we've got Mozart's Symphony No. 25 now. Anyone who's seen the movie Amadeus, you're going to immediately recognize the first movement because that's what the intro from the movie is. It's very recognizable. And I don't know, like, I think I'm a weird child because my parents took me to see that movie in the theater, and that movie came out when I was in elementary school.
Well, it's fitting. It's fitting, right?
But it's a bold, colorful movie.
It's very, and it's very dark, too.
Yes.
But yeah, I that's one of the earliest movies. I mean, I remember seeing things like Star Wars and E.T., and then I remember seeing Amadeus in the theater.
But that, to me, that's a logical progression.
It is.
Amadeus seems to fit with Star Wars and E.T.
Yeah.
It's sort of otherworldly.
It is, definitely, like for sure. Yes. But that's that symphony is like, that's what plays in the opening of that movie.
Right.
It's very dramatic. It's very Mozartian. And then we have Bruckner Symphony No. 4, and he self-titled it the Romantic Symphony. So it's very lush and romantic. And then William Schumann, who's an American composer, actually, his Symphony No. 3, and Leonard Slatkin describes it as having rhythmic vitality, melodic lyricism, and harmonic intensity. So these are all very intense works, I would say.
Wow.
But three symphonies is going to pack a punch, and they're all, each symphony is very, I guess, pretty dramatic and bold, is what I would say. So,
okay. So, coming off of the chill Thanksgiving weekend that it seems like everybody else had,
it's time to get really excited about the holiday season
and
all the things that we're all doing this. I mean, and holiday season, it seems like it's just, wow, it's here already.
Right.
Yeah. That's great. All right. Tonight at 7. And then as you progress on toward Christmas on, of note, every Monday through Friday, 11, are we going to start hearing sprinklings of holiday?
Yeah, a little bit. And we also have some special holiday programming. Every Friday, starting next Friday, we've got special holiday programs that we'll be putting in. So it's time. We can get really festive that way.
Excellent. Are there holiday symphonies?
Whole symphonies? You know, I'm not really sure about that.
Is that
there's a lot of, I mean, people, you know, traditionally there's a lot of masses and things like that. I mean, of course, Handel's Messiah,
that's
everyone
thinks
so. I mean, that wouldn't be a symphony, but there's a lot of, there are a lot of sacred works, large sacred works that would be qualified as Christmas season type music.
Okay. I mean, I know that Mozart's not, you know, he didn't write Jingle Bells, but.
But there's, I mean, there are definitely classical works that aren't necessarily Christmas, like it doesn't say Christmas anywhere. People play them around the holidays. Mm-hmm. People think about the winter holidays when they hear them.
And you wouldn't call the Hallelujah.
No, it's actually a lot. Easter. It's also for Easter.
Right.
Handel's Messiah is for Easter. But
right, so that's to look forward to through the month. Bruckner, Mozart, Schumann tonight.
Tonight,
William
at 7.
Schumann, because everyone thinks of Schumann the European, but this is the American composer.
Right.
All right. Tonight at 7, Sunday Symphonies with Katie Hendrickson. Thank you.
Thanks.